Hi, I don't need you to mob-splain this to me, and I'm Allison.
And I'm pretty sure my mom had someone shoot my dad. I'm Evan.
And we are Cheryl's bitches. This is quite an episode.
This was an insane episode. It was, it is Jughead at his worst, in my opinion.
I liked it. Okay, this is chapter 46, The Red Dahlia. And the framing device for this whole episode is like a noir mystery film where Jughead, of course, is the narrator slash protagonist detective. But lots of other things go on, but he's kind of like telling the story the whole time.
So we open with that. It's setting the tone. Jughead is saying that Riverdale is in Noir Town now, which he just comes out just straight up is like, it is in Noir Town now. That is what this episode is. And I was like, subtle. But essentially he's just like, it's a town of lost souls and everyone has secrets. So then the first thing that happens is FP, as the new sheriff, because that happened at the end of the last episode, is interrogating Jughead, Sweet Pea, and Fangs in the bunker about Tallboy. And Jughead is like, we just gave him money and we're like, get out of town, and drove him to the bus station. And FP's like, no, you didn't. What the fuck? That makes no sense.
Yeah, I was like, that's really the best you can come up with, but I guess. And I'm like, really, to not tell FP? Like, FP's not gonna turn you in, but whatever.
Whatever.
So Betty is mad that the newspaper is calling the death of Claudius a suicide. He died of cyanide poisoning in a jail cell, which don't know how that would work by suicide, but okay. And she's talking to Hal in the prison, the Silence of the Lambs prison that we love. And Hal, of course, is like a known Penelope lover. And he says, because Betty thinks Penelope killed Claudius, poison does suit her. So elegant. So romance is not dead.
Romance is alive and well in the town of Riverdale. I also must confess, I think in a controversial way, I kind of enjoy Betty's chats with Hal just because they're always chaotic as fuck.
It was very necessary because, like, she can't talk to Alice or Polly or anyone, so it's like she does need someone to, like, talk about the family drama with.
And it's just like he is always doing the most to be chaotic. And I enjoy that aspect of it. And Betty's just like kind of in a flop era at the moment, in my opinion, with that.
So Betty,
Anyways.
I think this episode is like trying to catch Penelope out because she says that Penelope has killed Minnie, and she, like, her thing is murders disguised as suicide. Remember, like, Daryl Doily and possibly Clifford Blossom, was that a real suicide? Who knows? And then Hal's like, who else was there? And it's Cheryl, so Betty's gonna go ask Cheryl about it.
Also important, Betty thinks she might have killed all of the Sisters of Quiet Mercy as well, because they also died by poison in
True.
an attempted suicide-esque thing. Anyways, then Jughead, I said, continues to type annoyingly. Then it's really Archie is like no longer haunted by the feelings or haunt no longer being hunted by Hiram, but he still feels haunted by the feelings of like that experience. So Archie's talking to Fred in the kitchen, and Archie's like, I just don't think college is for me. I think I should work with you at the construction company. And Fred is like a little sus, but like, okay, if that's what you want, like let's go to work. So they do that. And then Archie is breaking rocks because that's his job, apparently. And the like foreman guy comes over and is like, okay, this is a union crew. Like, time for your mandated, like, non-optional break, I think is actually how he phrased it. He was like, this is a 100% required break. And Archie's like, bruh, I don't need to take a break. He like shoves the foreman. It is so dumb. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Look, Archie is struggling. I did appreciate that Fred was like, when he's like, I don't think college is for me, Fred was kind of okay with it. 'Cause I'm like, yeah, you should probably accept that at this point.
Yeah.
And yeah, Archie's like gets into a fight super unnecessarily with this guy because he doesn't need a break. Because he's a strong man.
Yeah, he doesn't need a break.
So then we see Elio is talking to Veronica and he's warning her that the vultures are circling because Hiram has been down for too long and that likely when there's a hit, the job doesn't go unfinished. So if someone was trying to kill him before, they're going to try again. Veronica's absolutely slaying and like it's supposed to be on theme with Jughead's thing, which I'm like, I love how like Veronica subconsciously knows she's in a noir
Yeah.
film right now because she has a very like old school hat on that's very nice. And she goes to Jughead to ask him to investigate who shot Hiram. And at one point he says kicked the maple barrel
Yes, I wrote that down.
because you know Riverdale and she says the first person she he should look into is her mother.
It's called a tilt hat. I googled to find out what kind of hat it was.
Tilt hat.
Yeah, because I wrote down the whole outfit. She wears it to the meet with Jughead too, and she's wearing this like broad. It's a very 40s like noir-esque thing. So it's a broad shoulder like black jacket with a fur collar. It's laid. Veronica also fills in Jughead on the fight she witnessed after she woke up from her seizure, which loyal viewers or listeners, because we are not a visual podcast, we're an audio thing, will know that it was essentially she woke up from the seizure she had in the high school and heard Hermione and Hiram arguing, and Hermione was very upset and said that he'd like broken his promises or something. Anyways, then Jughead says he'll do it, but in voiceover is like, and I'd learn to regret that, which I
Does he?
guess. I don't know.
He goes directly to Hermione, which is one way to do it, and says, "Did you hear your husband?"
I love this episode. Everyone is so direct, and it's very funny to me.
You know, it worked because he gets his defense right away of she says the fight was that Hiram was having an affair, and she told him to call it off, and he did. And she had Sheriff Mineta like follow him. That's how she found out about it all. And she has pictures of the woman that H Hiram was supposedly having an affair with. And when asked who she thinks might have done it, she says, "You do know how volatile blondes can be." So Hermione is racist against blondes.
Sure. I really enjoyed. So she was talking about how she had Mineta follow the mistress, and she said, I had Mineta follow him. This was before he got butchered, of course. Which was so funny to me. I was just like, of course, you had to remind us that they did in fact find a body without a head and hands.
Yeah.
Anyways, I also noted that she is serving mayoral cunt here. I don't know. That's just where I'm at. She was wearing this like red blouse with a tie on top. It was cute. Anyways, then Archie is getting ready to leave for work, and Fred is like, no, you got into a fight with the foreman. You can't go. So Archie gets mad, and then Fred confronts him even more and is like, I found alcohol in your room. Why are you like, don't like drinking won't solve your problems, essentially. And Archie gets mad and storms out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Archie's going through it.
Yeah.
So Betty arrives to literally just to talk to Cheryl, but it turns out she wa is walking into Claudius's funeral. So then they're like, "Oh, cousin, thank you for coming to mourn Claudius with us." So then Betty has to sit down and she sits down next to Nana Rose and Penelope's giving like a eulogy about whatever. So sad that he died, to which Nana Rose says, "Crocodile tears."
In her very Nana Rose way, where she just like says things in a harsh whisper.
Exactly. Cheryl is absolutely eating in a lacy black blouse that has a spider brooch on it. And then after the services, Betty does try to talk to Cheryl and asks her about Clifford's death, which I'm like, Betty, really? Like, you really have to do this now? Okay. But Cheryl gets mad and says that Clifford did hang himself, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah. She calls Betty a gnat,
She is.
which was funny to me. Then Sweet Pea and Fang summon Jughead to the bunker because the gargoyles are freaking out and looking for Tallboy, so they want to move the body. And Jughead says, no, it's too hot to move him, which I don't fully understand the logic here, but
I
sure.
believe he meant too hot, as in too soon. Like the they're looking for Tallboy's killer or something.
That makes sense.
Not the killer. I guess they don't know he's dead, but like it's too recent.
I guess, yeah. Anyways, eventually Jughead's just like, no, we can't. But Fang, stay here, watch over the body, make sure no one disturbs it. And Sweet Pea, I need you to follow someone. Dun, dun, dun.
So Veronica's at the hospital talking to the Capos, the twins, and she or they reveal that no one is out there collecting like the dues to Hiram, which is making them look even weaker. So people are catching on that he's down, and they suggest aligning with the Grandes, which is Elio's family, and she's like, "You guys are like so fucking traitorous," and she says, "I don't need you to mobsplain what's best for my family." And then she fires them because she's a girl boss, because she's a Trumpian girl boss. She
She
said, "You're fired."
is. She said, you're fired. They like protest, and then she's like, you are. They were like, you're gonna fire your only capos, like, you need our protection. And then she was like, my father got shot on your watch, so I don't really need your protection. Thank you.
Honestly, fair. Like,
It was
how do you
really
have two
funny.
bodyguards and end up getting shot?
She called them clowns in that exchange, and I found that hilarious. Anyways, then she meets with Reggie and Smithers in this Le Bon Nuit. And it tells them that they need to show strength. So Smithers starts telling a story that like implies he was in World War One.
Look, I had the same thing because he says back in the trenches, and I'm like, what is the most like modern war that had trenches, and to my knowledge, it's
It's
World
World
War
War
One,
One, as far
and
as I know.
that is not possible age-wise. That is not possible at all.
Smithers is supposed to be old, but not that old.
There's no one from World War One like
It's still
alive.
alive. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so he's essentially like, when we were in the trenches, we knew that the enemy would raid us soon, so I put all of the dead people's helmets on bayonets so they were like just visible enough that you could see the top of their helmet from the other side so that the enemy would be like a little too scared or whatever. And Veronica's like, you know, that gives me an idea.
Yeah, because he literally set it up for you
Yeah, no,
100%. Okay.
literally.
So then Jughead and Betty are together at the hotel where the blonde has been staying, and they're talking about their respective schemes that they're trying to hunt right now. And Betty says that no autopsy was done on Claudius because Penelope had him cremated before they could, which I'm like, I don't think you can just do that, but okay. It is Riverdale, and Jughead is of course trying to find the blonde, and he's like, they tipped me off about this floor, but they didn't give me a room number, and there's one door that does not have a room number, so they enter.
They do. And there are lots of women walking around in lingerie and men who are like being, there's like whip sounds in the background. It's weird. And so then Betty gets the iconic line, apparently there's a not so secret sex club in Riverdale, which I found funny. Then they ask one of the women there, they're like, what is this? And she's like, this is the Maple Club. It's a safe place if you know the safe word. And I'm like, that's kind of that's a killer tagline if we're thinking about it here.
It is, but why are you saying this to children?
Yeah,
Like,
she shouldn't be doing this. She
yes.
should be like, why the fuck are you here? But like, it kind of, she kind of ate a little bit. Anyways, they're asking about Hiram's mistress, and she's just like, the employee's like, she doesn't work here, but she's probably in room 311. You should check that out. Which, okay.
How does she know? Like, the exact room number. Okay.
And so like they're turning to go, and then Penelope walks in and is like, what are you doing? This is a private club. And Betty says, you mean a brothel? And she like tries to get them out, and Jughead is like, well, I don't know if my dad, the sheriff, would like that.
Okay.
It's been
My father,
24 hours.
the inventor of the police.
Yeah. So anyways.
So then they're talking to Penelope about like why Betty's mad because she's exploiting women, and Penelope says that she's not because at the Maple Club, it is the men who suffer. So they're all just dominatrices.
They're dominatrices.
That seems like a bad business plan to like only be doing that. Like there cannot possibly be that many submissive men looking for sex workers in Riverdale, but like okay, sure. And Penelope has trauma because she's talking about how she is justified in all of her actions ever because people were bad to her.
Specifically because she was sold to the Blossoms by the Sisters of Quiet Mercy. To which
Which.
Betty's like, yeah, so you ha killed them all, right? And she's like, no, that makes no sense. And so then Betty says, fine, you didn't kill the fake nuns. Did you kill Claudius? I'm like, girl.
She's just asking the question she wants to know the answers to.
No one is subtle in this episode, and it's really funny. But Penelope has an alibi for Claudius's death.
So then we cut to Josie singing at the speakeasy, and Archie is there drinking, and Reggie cuts him off because he's starting to get belligerent. Surprise, surprise. He like calls the security guy over and he like slams him into the bar, and then Josie stops singing and goes to help Archie, and then they like leave. And Josie, I guess they're in Archie's house, question mark.
They
They
are.
he puts him in the shower, fully clothed, and then just turns on the cold water because she says he needs a cold shower, which
He needs a literal and metaphoric cold shower.
He does, but I don't know if his clothes have to be on. Like, I feel like.
I mean, I guess in this instance, I'd rather have them on than not.
I mean, true.
I will say it was really funny when the security guy just like slams Archie's head into the bar. And KJ Apa deserves an award for this one because it was comedic gold the way he played this.
I was waiting because this is this exact location. Maybe he's been sitting in the same seat when I think in like three seasons he says, "Here's my chime card."
Yes.
And I was like, "Wait, wait." I knew it wasn't the season, but I was still like, "And here's my chime card."
Anyways, then Veronica goes to the docks to do her pickup for Mr. Lodge, and she like shows up and is like, I'm Hermione, or I'm Veronica, you know who my dad is, blah 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 blah. Gestures at the car where you can see like a guy in a hat in the back seat. And so she gets the money and sits down, and it like worked out for them, and the guy was Reggie.
Wow. Okay.
Shocking.
Honestly, it worked. And honestly, not the worst plan in
No, it's
either.
not terrible.
So, okay, Veronica, you get some points. Then Betty is talking to Dr. Hurdle Jr. about because she couldn't get an autopsy for Claudius, but even though Penelope requested to not have one done on Clifford, His dad still did one because he's a curious man. And they found in his bloodstream pufferfish venom, meaning he was already dead when he was hung.
Tea.
Honestly, can we just say, look, this works for like what Penelope is now and stuff, but when his death actually happened,
Does not
not at
work.
all possible because
Nope.
hangs himself when the police are like, when he's been caught, like when the police
Yeah.
are on the way. So how is she gonna get pufferfish venom, stab him, like inject him with it or whatever, and then also pick up a grown man to hang him? Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, fake news.
Fake news. I don't think it works. Anyways, then Josie post shower is sitting in Archie in his kitchen, sitting with Archie in his kitchen, and she's like giving him a pep talk, and it's like, I know we're not very close anymore or whatever, and I'm sure you've been through a lot and have a lot to deal with, but like you need to channel your anger into something constructive. She says like music or boxing are like her two examples of constructive things to do.
I did like that she is asked about music and then immediately was like, and or
Or
boxing. She's
boxing.
like, please actually don't do music.
Anyways, so Archie starts like explaining what happened in the cabin, and Josie is confused as fuck. But then he like storms out and is like, I have to face my last villain head on, or whatever he said. I don't really. It's essentially just like, I have to go face Hiram.
So then Veronica has found out something about Hermione from going through all the papers in her dad's study, and she goes to like question her about it, and it's like all the paper trail evidence about everything that Hiram has been pulling all ties back to guess who, Hermione, because she's the mayor that signed the quarantine order. Like she like the water tests. She had to sign for the water test or something. So just like all this stuff ties back to Hermione, and Hermione is like, no, like I'm an innocent. Your dad said he was gonna stop everything when I did the quarantine, but instead he like consolidated all of his drug labs into one drug lab. So Hermione says she wants to get out of it, and her plan is to sell all of the drugs and like machinery, I don't know what, how do you build drugs, all the materials
Yeah.
to a buyer, and Veronica just wants to destroy it, and her mind does not seem into that because she already has a buyer lined up.
He does. Also, I'm sorry. Like, we'll get into it a bit later, but from this moment, it seems like Veronica's just like fairly kind of accepting what Hermione said here of like, I didn't know, and then I found out, and I staged this quarantine so Hiram could get rid of it. Like, Veronica, let's be serious for a moment.
Like let's think about it. Let's think about it. And then also, like the whole selling thing is such a giveaway because it's like if she
Yeah.
didn't want to get out of it, they don't have to sell it. Like I feel like Hiram has been raking in enough money from selling all these drugs before they could like just store it and I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, it was dumb. Then Betty's confronting Penelope about Clifford being poisoned, and she just like goes full in and tells Penelope everything, as they all do this episode. And she is like, you poisoned him before you killed him, blah, 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 blah. And Penelope's like, why would I do this? And Betty says, because you're a serial killer, a black widow, the Red Dahlia, let's call you. Which, we all know the Black Dahlia, like, case. She was the victim, not the murderer.
See, I was thinking like all I from Criminal Minds at least, you know, you're not supposed to name them because then
Yes.
it's like infamy, copycat killers, all this stuff. And of course, Betty, unprompted, is like, let me just think of the perfect name to call you. I'm like, girl, you need your FBI. You need to be training with the FBI by now, okay?
Get it together. Anyways, Penelope says that she poisons men. Well, she's like, I'm not admitting to anything, but I poison men. But is that even bad because men are the real poison?
Okay, Betty says, you poison people. To which Penelope says, "No, not people, Betty. Men. I'm not admitting anything, but they are the true poison." Which, strong agree, honestly. Like, I sign off on that. Okay, go off.
Penelope did nothing wrong.
Lesbian That's icon.
What Allison said. Then Penelope is just like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I did kill Claudius, maybe, but, like, does it matter? Because he was causing everyone seizures by dumping waste from the Fizzle Rocks production into Sweetwater River, and he wasn't going to change anything about it. So, like, he was just going to keep doing it, so it's really best that I killed him. And Betty is like, what? That doesn't make that okay. Also, why were only girls affected by this? Like, why were only the girls having seizures? And Penelope's just like, don't think about it too hard. It's not that deep.
She literally says, "I'm not a medical doctor."
It's so funny.
Which is so such funny word choice, because it's like, you're not any kind of doctor. Like, what do you mean I'm not a medical doctor? Also, can we just backtrack to when Claudius was introduced? And, like, I guess Penelope can't see the future and know what Claudius was planning to do. But, like, she was also with him on all, like, his scheming. Like, they meet up with Hiram together when Hiram wants him to be sheriff last episode. All this stuff. Like, she knows about everything. But she's so mad. And, she's not faking that. She is mad that, like, it was poisoning all the girls and they weren't going to do anything about it. Because men are the true poison. But I'm just like, girl, couldn't you find a way to shut it down? Like, also, just kill him before all of this. What?
It's so much was happening. So much was happening.
Anyways. Penelope knows about Chick.
Yes.
So they're kind of at a stalemate, because Hal told her, of course. So they're kind of at a stalemate of Betty can't actually turn her in, because then Penelope will turn her in.
Yeah.
Then at a different hotel room, Jughead is found the room where the blonde is staying, and he's going through her papers, and it says that she's a water inspector, and she comes in behind him as he's, like, looking through papers on the desk and has a gun pointed right at him, and Jughead, in defense, picks up the Glamourget egg that was also on the desk and is, like, kind of juggling it and being like, well, if you shoot me or anything, I'm going to drop this egg. So then she doesn't shoot him, and they're kind of talking that he found out that she was brought in by Hiram to fake the water test reports, because, of course, as we just learned, the water was poisoned, so they had to get a fake water inspector. And then she still isn't actually going to talk to him, so she's like, get out. And he throws the Glamourget egg, but she catches it in time before it shatters. So I guess that's just Hiram's thing, you know? He just loves giving...
He gives out Glamourget eggs.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Then Jughead gets a call from Sweet Pea, who has tracked Hermione to a cabin in the woods where she's having an affair with Sheriff Mineta. Crazy. Crazy. Anyways, Sweet Pea is like, from what I've heard, it seems like they've been having an affair for months. And so they're, like, sitting outside the window discussing this. But then Jughead overhears them planning to frame FP for a murder.
Can I just say, they can apparently hear the full conversation.
Yes.
Like, it's not even a yelling conversation. They're in bed together, just talking. And apparently Sweet Pea and Jughead from outside the cabin can hear word for word what's happening. I'm like, okay, that's convenient. But yeah, they're going to frame FP, so.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's convenient for them. Also, gasp, Mineta is alive. Like, what? The twists and turn of this episode were good. I'll give you that.
Honestly, yeah. So then we see Archie has arrived at the hospital, and he's having, like, his nice flashbacks of whatever, facing his demons, what have you. Archie does indeed have a gun. And, like,
where did he get a gun?
Look, I don't know. Do they just have a gun? I mean, they must just own a gun, right? Because doesn't he have one at some other.
Well, he buys the gun from Dilton Doiley during the Black Hood thing
Oh,
and then
yeah.
throws it into the river.
Oh, true. I don't know. He has a gun.
Where did he get a gun? Who's giving this man a gun?
He has a
Anyways,
gun,
he has a
and he
gun.
walks into Hiram's room.
Yeah. Then Jughead goes to talk to FP in the sheriff's office and reveals that Mineta is alive and they're plotting to kill Hiram and frame FP for it. And Jughead is like, and Dr. Crotale Jr. looked into it and said, Hermione asked, or like we interrogated Dr. Crotale Jr., who said that Hermione asked him to fake Mineta's death. And FP is like, okay, cool. But like, you can't say anything because Mineta didn't try to kill Hiram. I shot Hiram.
There were so many reveals. I do have to pause, and when they're talking, when it's like a flashback, so Jughead is talking to FP, but then it quickly flashes back to him talking to Dr. Crotale Jr., and he says, "Save it, Junior."
It was funny.
So yeah, FP was the one that shot Hiram, and it was because Hermione asked him to do it, and him being sheriff was payment for unsuccessfully killing Hiram.
Yeah, for that. And FP is basically just like, yeah, I was down because I wanted revenge for Riot Night.
Which, honestly, fair.
Fair.
Honestly, I'm not gonna hate any of these characters who tried to kill Hiram. Just
No.
so then Archie is like talking to Hiram, who's like unconscious, but he's whatever, like, you took advantage of me. I was so, you know, the rant we've heard from Archie a million times, which is fair, but I'm like, Archie, just okay. And really, he says what really gets him is that after he manipulated him after Fred was shot by the Black Hood, Hiram had some clown dress up as the Black Hood and take shots at him again. And guess what? It's time to balance the scales. A shot for a shot. I'm like, okay, Archie, you're trying to be poetic and it's not really working. But as Archie raises the gun to shoot Hiram, he sees someone else coming towards Hiram's hospital door. So Archie hides. The other guy goes into the room, points his gun at Hiram, and Archie points his gun at the guy who's shooting Hiram. How do you go from about to shoot someone to I'm gonna shoot the guy that's trying to shoot you?
It would have been such like an easy win too, because he could have just stood there and then left, and like no one, it not been really involved, just kind of let it happen,
He
and
could
so
just
he wouldn't
be.
have the guilt of actually shooting Hiram. Archie is such a person.
And he would get away. Like, he wouldn't go to jail or anything because they would find whatever, the guy who did do it. I think it is just like, I'm sorry, it does have to go back to homoeroticism, right? Like,
It
Archie,
does.
matter all of this shit, and he does hate him for like attacking his dad. All of that's true. But when it came down to it, he literally would rather shoot the guy that's about to shoot Hiram, who he doesn't even know who that is. It could be someone like on his side, right? Like it
Yeah.
could be FP, it could be, you know, one of his allies in this fight. But Archie would rather shoot him than shoot Hiram.
Because fundamentally, Archie is good.
Well.
Yeah. Anyways, then Hermione goes to the sheriff's office, and FP and Alice are in there, and Hermione's like, "What's going on?" And FP is like, oh, we're about to start the interview because we caught the person who shot Hiram. It was Tallboy, who Hiram has been keeping in a cabin up north to do odd jobs for him. How strange is that? Who would do something like that? So weird. And that, but it's like, also Tallboy got shot in the struggle of me trying to arrest him and is dead now. So rip. And Alice is like, sweet, let's get this started. Also, Hermione, can I interview you too? That'd be great.
Yeah, so Hermione's really pissed because she kind of has no choice but to go along with it now because clearly they know about some of her secrets.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes flop moment for Hermione, tragically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, honestly, Hermione is not great. Not
She's
great.
not great. I want her to be better than she is, though.
Yeah. So Veronica is talking to Reggie. and tells him about the plan that she wants to destroy everything before Hermione can sell it to someone else. And I said Veronica has no allegiance. Because look, it is such another example of whoever Veronica talked to last, except this is
Yes.
recent, because sometimes with her parents, it's like whoever she talked to last, she sides with that person. And sometimes it's whoever she talked to last, she hates that person, and the other person must be the victim. So for some reason now, right now, she's decided to go and help Hiram by like doing the drug money collections and all of that, and screw over Hermione by destroying all the equipment before she can sell it. But before she can enact any plan, she gets a call from Archie.
Yeah. So she rushes to the hospital and is like, Archie's just sitting there crying. And then is like, by the way, Hiram is alive. And she was like, also, why are you here? And Archie lies and says that he was looking for her because he feels bad about how like things went down or something like that. And Veronica's like, okay, chill. Hiram is awake and he wants to talk to you, Archie, but like, also, just so you know, if you ever need a friend, I'm here for you.
She really did do that. And what I felt bad is she apologized to Archie of like, I'm so sorry I ever thought that you could shoot him. And I'm just like, I hate when it's like every single second of every TV show, a woman is like apologizing for something she was actually right about. I'm like, oh, as much as I hate Veronica, I'm like, don't apologize about that. You were right. He was about to shoot him
Yeah.
5 minutes ago. But then Archie walks in the room, and Archie says that he wants to live in peace with Hiram, and Hiram is like, you protected me, whatever. So he proposes a truce, and it's a life for a life. And I'm like, how? Sorry, not to fact check the villain of the show, but Archie saves his life. So Hiram decides he's not gonna actively try to kill Archie anymore, and that's the equivalent of saving his life. I was like, that's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Win for Archie, I guess, in the sense that he no longer has to like be afraid that Hiram's gonna murder him.
Yeah, I mean, it is a win.
Yeah. Then Veronica and Reggie burn the Fizzle Rocks in the equipment in the field very fast before Betty is meeting with Halligan in the prison. And is like telling him all about what happened with Penelope. And Betty's like, I thought I would like, after confirming all of this, want to just be like, throw her in prison forever. But I don't know. I think I feel like almost kind of bad for her.
And Hal says that he wishes one day Betty would feel that same compassion for him. I'm like, okay, not, yes, Penelope killed several people, and we know that now. What Hal did is a billion
Different
times worse
situation. Yeah.
because he shot Fred Andrews for no reason, because he's a sinner, because he was having an affair, even though he's divorced. Like, that is not okay.
Yeah, no, Hal's not, they're not the same level. Also, in this conversation, Betty says she realizes that maybe things aren't black and white and like, there isn't
This
a
girl,
clear
you can.
good person and a bad person. And like sometimes murderers are justified and sometimes victims aren't innocent or something. And it's like, girl.
You really had to be like 17 years old to figure out that not everything is black and white.
It was embarrassing. It was a very embarrassing moment for her, in my opinion.
So then back at the speakeasy, Archie is talking to Josie and asks her for real, like, would Mr. Keller talk to me about boxing? Because he wants to try to be a little more productive in his life. And he also asks if they could jam out sometime together. So, which I did appreciate that because I was like, okay, at least he's not like, I'm gonna be an artist. He's just like, we could like play together sometimes.
Yeah.
And Josie is really cute and they're really cute together.
They are. Then Hermione is yelling at Veronica in the hospital, I think. And Veronica's immediately like, yeah, we burned the drugs and the equipment, so what? Hermione's like, we had a buyer. He paid in advance. I can't give them the money back, though, because we used it to pay off the governor. Do you understand what you have done, Veronica? Like, you've ruined everything. We're all gonna die. My buyer is gonna be really upset. Like, it's danger time for all of us. And Veronica's just like, okay. And that's
Yeah.
it. She doesn't care. She just like doesn't care. And it's really funny.
She doesn't care. So then what is next? Oh, okay, so Hermione walks into the Black and Gold because I guess why not to talk to Jughead, who then explains like the whole scheme back to her of like we did all this and saw you with Minetta and then whatever and then my dad's the sheriff now and whatever. They basically can't call each other out because they're both so entrenched in each other's lies and crimes at this point. And he's like, and I know that you did it because like Hiram's been telling you what to do and you want to be in charge. And she's like, no, I did it because he hired Tallboy to take shots at me during the mayor debate, which honestly I had not thought about. I was like,
I never thought about that either, but I was like, you're kind of fair for that one. Like, that's crazy. I can't believe he did that.
that's crazy because he, why did he even do that? Just to cause chaos? Like that was like the riot night, right? I'm like, I can't even
It
remember the motives of him doing that.
was into like, I think it sympathy for Hermione slash like instill a law and order candidate because that's what Hermione was doing because like there was so much bad
I mean,
crime.
yeah. Okay, well, whatever. They realize if she goes down, then FP goes down too, so they're at a stalemate. Then
Hermione, I just also need to know. Hermione is wearing like an Olivia Pope-esque white coat in this, and it's kind of iconic.
she does look good. And then we see her back at the cabin with Minetta, and he's like, well, what are we gonna do now? And Hermione's like, or he says that Hiram always had a good way of tying up loose ends. And Hermione's like, yeah, he did, huh? Turns around with a gun and shoots Minetta.
And this is why Hermione's better, because she'll take care of her own loose ends, and Hiram has other people do it for him.
Yeah, and I'm like, she really just killed like
She just murdered a man.
the guy that has a bunch of blackmail on her, just kill him. Meanwhile, Hiram's like doing psychological torture with Archie instead of just killing him.
This is why Hermione is such a better mob boss. Anyways, then, the very last scene, Veronica goes to the Blue and Gold again to talk to Jughead. And she's like, I told Hiram that Tallboy shot him, and he, and like, I think he believes it. So I'm gonna believe it too. And Jughead's like, don't you wanna know who really did it? And she's like, no, I'm good, and walks out. And that's the end of the episode. It was very odd.
Okay, it ends with her saying, no, it's Riverdale.
Yeah.
She walks out. I'm like, what does that mean? It's Riverdale. Like, I guess like anyone could have done it, but then I'm like, don't you want to know? Like, just for your own safety? Like, I don't know.
It was fascinating. I did love it was, yeah, that was the end of the episode. It was a weird ending.
They really didn't know how to end it, but you know, they tried. So much happened this episode. I love the last episode where like this is like when it's like the mid-season, like there's not a lot of plot going on. I'm like, wait, we still have a lot of plot to get to because this was all plot.
I forgot this whole like plot cul-de-sac thing even happened. Like, it doesn't come back up later in the season, most of this.
They just like Effie is just the sheriff now, and it's like, don't ask why.
Don't ask, it's not that important.
What was your outfit of the episode?
Oh, I think mine was Veronica's 40s. Like, I'm gonna go ask Jughead to be my private detective look.
That was so good. That was so good. Tilt hat. I'm gonna go with Cheryl's funeral outfit. I feel like this is like the third time I've chosen Cheryl's funeral outfit as my outfit. There's a lot of funerals in this show, but the spider brooch is iconic. I feel like we've talked about that before, but she doesn't wear it that often, so it's like when a spider brooch comes out, you know we're gonna slay. What was your quote of the episode?
I mean, so I don't want to take the most iconic one because
You can
it's
take whatever
good.
you want.
I will say I laughed so hard when Betty said, "Fine, you didn't kill the fake nuns. Did you kill Claudius?"
Was good. Now I feel like I have like two. Okay, obviously, I mean, obviously I have to go with the the unforgettable. I don't need you to mobsplain what's best for my family, but definite honorable mention to not people, Betty, men. I'm not admitting anything, but they are the true poison. I just love the not admitting anything. Like, it's like the interlude of that quote as she's admitting to like murdering four different men.
I still think, oh, also, I need an honorable mention as well to Hermione saying, "I had Sheriff Minetta follow him." This was before he got butchered, of course.
Of course.
Needed to
Of course.
clarify.
Speaking of, I know we have to do for Kinsey's gift because we haven't done him is Mineta.
Yeah.
This is the, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. This is the sixth person we're doing this season because they die in that episode. We did Ben, he died. Daryl Doily, he died. Joaquin, he died. Sister Woodhouse, she died. And Claudius died. And now Sheriff Mineta died. For real this time.
For real this time, I need to
He
know
wasn't butchered, at least.
how many, like, now I'm curious as to which season has the highest body count.
I think it has to be this
It
one.
has to be season three, right?
Because honestly, the Black Hood doesn't successfully kill that many people.
No. How could like two people successfully? It's actually kind of embarrassing when you think about it.
And this one, we have like Penelope killing people. We have like people trying to shoot Hiram. Like, there's a lot of
Yeah.
different plots going on. Okay, Sheriff Mineta for Kinsey's scale. We're doing Kinsey's scale, which is the heterosexuality to homosexuality scale from 0 to 6. Sheriff, I don't know his actual first name, Mineta. I also spelled Mineta wrong every single time I write
Me
it in my notes.
too.
I have no idea how you actually spell
Same.
it. Are
I
you
it's
ready?
spelled a little differently every time I write it too.
I don't know if it's like Mineta or Moneta or I don't know.
Is mine is usually it's a different number of N's and T's.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. One, two, three.
Okay.
Okay. I said 0 and Evan said 1.
Yeah, so here's my thing. Mineta is a straight man, and I just like it's just that's how it is. But he is obsessed with Hermione, which is like a little gay, so that's a one. And that's my thought process, and that is where it ended.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I have to say 0. He is straight and he's kind of like terrible. Like, I feel
Yeah.
like he's such a he has the position of being such a potentially camp level villain of he's literally just the evil sheriff who was like, remember when he was like arresting Fangs and like interrogating him and all of that? He's like this
Yeah.
super villain level villain. Like, he has no motives other than just like being a bad person, and then it's like the whole time he's also having an affair with his bosses. Like, I guess Hermione was his true boss the whole time or whatever,
Yeah.
but it's like his boss's wife the whole time. Like, he's like evil even in his evil doing, he's still like being evil on
On the
the
side.
actual villain of the show. It's so much. Yeah, I think he's just a 0. Sorry.
That's fair. It's genuinely just the fact that he has an affair with Hermione, and loving Hermione is a very gay thing to do.
I mean, Fred had an affair with Hermione, so
Exactly.
I'll give it to you.
And Hiram. Like, let's think about the people who love Hermione.
Why does she have so many gay husbands?
Everyone she loves is gay.
And she becomes a real housewife. Of course she does.
Which of course she does. She's best friends with Andy Cohen. Like...
Okay, anything else?
I don't think so. It was a fun... I love when they do, like, the themed episodes. Jughead was annoying, but the rest of the episode was kind of slay, so...
It was a slay.
With the theming. It was just, like, the very beginning. I was like, Jughead, you're so pretentious and annoying for this.
Good. Okay. Well, that's all, folks. And remember...
It gets better.
It's the best we ever did it.
You can reach out to us. Let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. We'd love to hear from you. Hear what your favorite iconic fits of the episode or your favorite quotes of the episode are. You can reach out to us at cherylsbwords@gmail.com, or you can tweet at us at cherylsbitches, or find us on Instagram at cherylsbitches and TikTok at cherylsbitches as well. So that is cherylsbwords@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, and cherylsbitches on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check us out, please.